It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? We're neighbors again through television. This is a bucket. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Looks like a bucket, doesn't it? But there's something inside that I'd like to show you. Look at that. That is called a washer. This little thing is a washer. It sounds like a washer should be a washing machine, doesn't it? Well, this is something that helps to keep water from leaking. And I think that this will be just right for what I need in the kitchen. So let's go together and I'll show you what I've been doing out here. I've already turned the water off under here, but this needs the right size washer. This one was too small, and this one I found at home. And so I think I'm going to try to, oh dear, I think maybe that's going to be too big. Let me try this. This is an adult job. Yes, that is too big, this one. You see, this fits over in here. So when I get the right washer for it, then I'll be able to fix the whole thing. Maybe Bob Tro would have a washer that would fit that. I'll just call him and see if we could go over to his workshop. Oh, I thought that one was going to be just right. Hello? Bob? Fred Rogers. Just wondered if you were there. I need some help. All right, yeah, we'll be right over. Bye-bye. He said, come along. Glad to help. We'll see. Come along. Hey, Bob.
Fred.
You busy?
Oh, I'm just fixing this old shovel handle here.
What happened?
Well, it broke, as they sometimes do. A nasty break there.
Oh, yes. Now, how would that have happened?
Well, they get old and dry out. Sometimes people let them outdoors, and that's what happens.
I see. Now, how will you fix that?
Well, we're going to put a new handle in this, and sometimes you can tape them, but it's always best to put in a new handle. Let's see if we can do that.
Oh, did you buy that?
Mm-hmm. Then you just shape the end and fit it down in there. So it's right about there. And you take this rivet, put it through the holes here, and then just peen the end, and then it'll hold it real solid.
What do you mean, peen the end?
Oh, you see, this has just a straight end on it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it through the hole, and you take a hammer. Should have a little round peen hammer. And then you tap that till it flattens out against the metal.
Oh. See? It'll be all set.
Then it's nice and solid.
Yep.
Now let's get this out of the way. What can I do for you today, Fred?
I've had some trouble with my sink, and I had this one washer at home, and it's just too large.
Uh-huh, it doesn't fit in there.
See, no, it needs to be right in. Do you have any washer?
I have an assortment. Let's take a look and see. Those washers come in, they in all sizes here.
Oh, I'll say they do. Look at that big one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be much too big.
Much too big.
Take a look at these washers and see which you think might fit. Here's that one. Which do you think, Bob?
I would guess this one.
That one?
Yeah.
Try it.
Let's see if that'll fit in that little. It has to fit down in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. We'll get this in here. That Phillips screwdriver there. I'll do the trick.
Why is it called Phillips screwdriver?
I understand that a man by the name of Phelps invented it. Hmm. And over the years, it just became Phillips.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Whoops. Well, you know how to fix that.
Oh, yeah, that all fits together. Good.
All right.
How much is it?
I'll tell you what, I need this size washer, so let's just trade.
Fine.
Okay?
It's yours.
All righty. Hey, you talk about washers. Look, there's a really big washer on this pump.
Well, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't feel like it's rubber, though.
That's leather.
Leather?
Right.
An old pump, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say it is. And I haven't tested it yet. You can help me test it. Now, Fred, if you'll just hold that handle up till we tighten this down.
Yeah.
See if that works.
A water pump? I didn't know you had a pump in this place of yours.
Oh, this is like an antique, Fred. Farmers used to use these to pump and wash their face and hands.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna let you try and see if it works.
All right.
Give her a good, there you go. Hey, it works.
It does, but where are you getting the water?
Oh, out of this tub here. See, I have a pipe that goes down into there, and that's just for testing, I see.
Oh, I see. But a real one, that pipe would go someplace else.
Yeah, about 80 or 100 feet down into a well, you know.
In the ground.
Mm-hmm, into the ground.
I'd like to try that once more.
Hey. Works real well now.
I'll say. So you repaired that for somebody, did you?
Aye, that I did.
You're always doing something for somebody. Thanks for helping me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too, Fred.
Bye-bye, Bob.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
If you need any more help with anything, give me a call.
Sure will. Come along. Let's just see if it works. Good to have good neighbors and good friends. Okay, now this will fit right in here. As I told you, this is a job for adults. Get this washer down in here. Takes time, you know. You want to do your work carefully. There. Now we'll check it. Turn on the main water supply. Let's see if this will work now. It does. And there's no leak around here. That's what's important. Good. You know, we've been pretending that there's going to be a swimming pool in the neighborhood of make-believe. And something very important I want to mention to you before we have our make-believe. Water and pools are not for children to play in by themselves. When you're near a swimming pool, you must not go in without a grown-up around. And that's very important to remember. Okay, let's go get the trolley and have our make-believe. In our make-believe, King Friday didn't have enough money for a company to build a pool until the neighborhood decided to dig the hole for the pool themselves. If they did that much work, then they'd have enough money for the rest of it. So let's pretend that they're digging now, and so far, it's going well. Trolley?
So far, so good, handyman.
Yes, sire. It's smooth sailing, all right.
Yes, excellent.
Oh. When do I get my turn to dig?
Very soon, Bob Dog, very soon.
Good. I can hardly wait.
Yeah, well, just think of the money we have saved already.
Well, sire, I'll tell you, we may be saving money, but we're not saving on work. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, quite right you are, handyman. But it is difficult to think of it in those terms. A little to your left there, please.
Yes, sir.
Where's everybody else?
Well, we all take turns, Bob Dog, until the hole grows larger. We can't all fit in at one time. Which reminds me, X should be here with the other tools by now.
Well, the last time I saw him, he was flying over to Corny's to buy some.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, he should be here any moment.
Oh, King Friday has given me some money to rent the tools we need. He said to use my own judgment. This is the place where you'll probably find most of what you'll need, X. Oh, I like this storage room of yours. Let's see now. My OCS course on money said, first, check your resources. That means count my money, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Well, you can see I have four. Yes, you do, right there. Now, let me show you in here. I think that you probably will need some shovels, and I can rent you six shovels for four. Oh, good. Oh, wait a minute, Corny. We'll need buckets, too. Oh, well, buckets are right over here. Just come along with me. Right down here are the buckets. Oh, boy, they're nice buckets. That's right, and the buckets are six for one. Shovels, six for four. Buckets, six for one.
But how am I supposed to rent all these different things at once? I mean, it's confusing.
Well, first you think about it. Then if you need help, I'll be right here to help you figure it out.
I think that buying is a lot harder than selling, Corny.
Well, it takes very careful thinking.
All the time, I wonder if it wouldn't be easier if people just gave each other the things they need instead of buying all the time and selling all the time.
Well, in some places, it's like that, X. But in most places, people earn money by work and then pay that money for what they need.
Like shovels and buckets.
Exactly. Now, let's work on your order right now. First, we'll start with these buckets. See how many of those you need.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady Eberlin.
It's almost time. Are you ready?
Well, I thought maybe I'd work on my boat. It really needs help.
But Daniel, you offered to help us dig out the hole, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Is something bothering you, Daniel?
I guess so.
We could talk about it if you'd like.
Everybody's all excited about digging this hole, Lady Abnett, but I'm not.
That's okay, Daniel. Work doesn't always have to be fun and exciting. Sometimes it's just plain hard and tiresome, and that's that.
Do you think it's going to be fun?
Well, it's going to be very different for me, so I think I'm going to like it a lot.
Well, I'll do it, but I think it's just going to be hard. And what was the other word you said?
Tiresome.
Hard and tiresome and dark.
Oh, well, it can get dark down in the hole. But that's why we're going to be wearing these hats with flashlights on them, see?
Oh, then it won't be all dark down there in the hole.
No, not if we use our flashlights.
Oh.
Here's yours.
Oh, that fits pretty well.
Let me see if it works.
Uh-huh.
It does.
Oh, good. I think I'll use mine all the time down there.
And I'll work right beside you.
And will you keep your light on?
As soon as it gets the least bit dark.
Oh, good.
All set to go now?
Yes. And thanks, Lady Abuela.
It helps to talk, doesn't it?
I'll say it does. About light things and dark things.
And striped tigers. Hi, Bob Dog.
Hi, Bob Dog.
Hi, Daniel, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, we're ready to come down, handyman.
Yep.
Okay, be careful on your way down.
We will.
Okay.
I hope we're ready.
Watch your steps now.
Very good, Anna. Very good. Yeah. Oh, come right down, Lady Aberlin and Daniel. There's plenty for everybody to do.
Sure looks like it.
Yeah.
But you all have done a lot already.
Well, it's hard work, and we thank you for coming down. I'll see you all later now.
Very well, Andy.
I've really been helping, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Anna.
What is it that you're doing, Anna?
Well, every time a big shovel of dirt is moved, I move all the little stones that are left over.
Well, good for you, Anna. I still think it's pretty dark down here.
The sky's right up there, Daniel. So it's all right with me.
Yeah. And the lights on our hats work pretty well, too.
That's for sure. Why don't we work together?
Well, Lady Aberlin said she'd work beside me.
We can all work in this area, Daniel.
Well, all right.
All right. It's my turn to dig.
Oh, I'll help you, Bob Dog.
Oh, well, thanks, Lady Aberlin.
Yeah, they're going to dig there. And, you know, things surely look different down here, King Friday.
Indeed they do. I never dreamed our work would change things so.
So for the better, don't you think, Uncle Friday?
Yes, that was my desire, Niece Aberlin. All work should change things for the better.
What is it, Bob Dog?
Well, aren't we supposed to dig the hole and then fill it with water?
Well, of course. Why do you ask?
Well, the water's already here, Your Highness. We're not even finished digging.
Why, it's too soon.
Yeah.
This is too soon.
Is it time to go swimming already?
Oh, no, dear. This water is coming unexpectedly.
Oh, are we going to drown?
Of course not, Daniel. But we must not waste this water.
What?
Not a single drop. This is neighborhood water. It must be saved.
X, are you up there?
Oh, what is it you want?
Send down bottles, buckets, anything. We're losing water.
Right away.
I must find the source of this water, maybe on these blueprints here.
Maybe it's a pipe that's broken, Uncle Friday.
Pipe. The neighborhood plumbing, let's see. Oh, here come the buckets.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, X.
Oh, I don't know how we're...
Here you go, Daniel.
Oh, thanks.
Anna?
Thank you.
Hey, the airborne.
Oh.
I have a hat full here.
Oh, boy.
Here. Oh. There we are.
Hey.
Oh. Here comes the water, X.
Oh, well, what'll I do with it?
I don't know.
Maybe water the crops at someplace else.
Yeah, well, just don't lose it.
Are you doing all right, Anna?
I don't know. It's all too gushy.
Oh, it is. But we've got to try.
I am trying, but I can't do this, Daniel. It's too hard.
But if you cry, you'll make more water, Anna.
You two are doing just great.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, oh, thank you.
Us? You're welcome, Lady Aberlin.
Yeah.
Miss Polificate, I need the telephone immediately, Miss Polificate. Yes, immediately.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you, Lady Evelyn. Paterson Pools, please. Yes, this is Friday the 13th. I wish to report water ahead of schedule. No, it cannot be stopped by us. We need professional assistance. Good. In the meantime, we shall continue to save the water. Farewell.
Uncle Friday, what you ask may be impossible. It just may not be possible to save all this spilled water.
But it must not be wasted, Lydia.
We'll do the very best we can. Daniel and Anna and Bob Dog and I, but that's it. Only our very best.
Can't do any better than that, Your Majesty.
Very well, then. Maintain your labors until help arrives. I shall go and wait to guide them here. Bob Dog, please relieve X the Owl. I need him to send a message to the Royal Waterworks. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Bye, King Freddy. Boy, everything went wrong.
And we were trying to do things right.
Even when you do your very best, sometimes things seem to go wrong.
I wish I could make everything all dry again.
Oh, so do I, Anna. So do I.
Where's the trouble?
Oh, Beaver, am I ever glad to see you.
Oh, so it's water you got. Be right back.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Little to the left. Ah. Here's part of the problem. Your water pipes are broken.
We did that?
Oh, no, these pipes are old. They would have gone sooner or later.
So you got here without my noticing you.
Oh, I took a shortcut, Your Majesty.
And what have you found, Beaver O'Day?
Well, sire, you'll need to get these pipes fixed before the neighborhood has clean water.
Do you mean these pipes are our main supply?
Your only supply, sire. And we've got to turn off all the water in the neighborhood just to fix them.
Oh, my, how much will this cost to fix?
Oh, I'm not sure. But I know a pipe company that can do it for you. I'll call them right away.
In the meantime, I shall announce there is no water in the neighborhood.
No water at all, King Friday?
None at all, Daniel. But it will last for just a little while.
Now they'll have to spend some money to get the underground pipes fixed. After all that digging work, they're really disappointed. And we'll pretend more about that the next time. There's something I have to do. This aquarium needs some water. Just a little bit of water. So since it's a little bit, I can use the tap water with this bucket. I want it the right temperature. Not gonna hurt you, fish. Now, if I had to put a lot of water in, I'd have to leave that water set out in this room for quite a while. But this is just a little bit. There. I think maybe I'll just leave this bucket here. Yeah, I'll give you some food. Yeah, that's another adult job, putting that water in like that. Yeah. I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once, I was very little too. Now, I take care of you. And I also must take care of my tools and put them away. Do you put your tools and your toys away when you've finished with them? Good idea. I was just thinking, you know, work changes things. And children can change things by doing a good job. Like changing the way a room looks by picking up your toys when your play is over. Or changing the way your plate of food looks by eating your food. Good work can make good changes and can give a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Next time. Bye-bye.